Okay, good morning. I'm going to call this my morning roast, fake crisis edition. If you were not privileged enough to have been watching or hearing or seeing the meltdown that was occurring yesterday afternoon leading up into last night with our president having his first Oval Office address, you won't understand where my rant's coming from this morning. If, however, you did see or hear or read anything that was going on yesterday afternoon, you would understand DC is officially, in Q's words, in panic. Time magazine sent out texts as if it was news information, warning people not to watch Trump's address because it would be filled with lies. They were fact-checking his address before he gave it. NBC, ABC, and CBS weren't even going to cover our president's address unless some form of equal time was being given to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Now, before you go off on to this thought of, well, they're supposed to do equal time. Yes, they are. And for those of you that are old enough to know that, that's been a time-old tradition. In fact, it used to be regulation that the press had to give equal time. When was the last time you were aware they gave Trump equal time? They didn't. Did they give the Republicans equal time during the Obama administration? No. So this really shouldn't be a surprise. But the old argument that journalists are going to follow the laws of chivalry, well, political chivalry is dead. It has died. But anyway, I digress. Last night, reality of the situation. People were in a total panic mode. Politicians were on the television most of the afternoon. They were on social media most of the day, telling you that what you hadn't heard yet and what they hadn't heard yet was going to be nothing but lies. That the president was going to be lying to the American people. I've never seen such a panic. It actually had me wondering whether Trump was planning on saying something very different than what he said last night. I really was wondering, is this it? Is he going to unleash some huge ball of wrath on DC and that's why they're panicking? But no, their panic was over exactly what we thought he was going to talk about. The fact that there's a national emergency at our borders because we have a lack of proper security. And that tens of thousands of people each month are coming across the borders illegally. And that within those groups, there are people that are committing crimes beyond the crime of entering the country illegally. So let me clarify that part. 100% of the immigrants coming over our border outside of a checkpoint are committing a crime. 100% of them are. Now, they may not have had a record before that moment, but once they cross that border outside of a checkpoint, they have. It's called illegal entry into the country. They've committed a crime. They are, by that definition, criminals. Now, if that's all we were looking at, I could see where the Democrats are coming from. It's like, come on, this is the only thing they've done. Give them a slap and let them in. And the majority of them, that appears to be the case. However, It only took 19 people to take down our whole system 18 years ago. Now, despite how you may feel about other people involved in things, it doesn't take a huge amount of people to create a great amount of damage. One shooter in a Florida high school. One shooter in a club. Multiple clubs across both coastlines. It only takes one person to create damage within a complex, to create terror. It only took one person, Timothy McVeigh, to take down the Oklahoma federal building. So it's not a question of how many terrorists are coming over or how many heavy criminals are coming over. It's a question of how do we keep the most of them from not coming over. And you have proper border security. Drones only allow you to watch them come over. They don't detain them. They don't stop them. They don't do anything else other than just film them. You don't need a drone to do that. In fact, you can put cameras, and you will have cameras on top of the wall, the barrier, the slats, the whatever they want to call it. Now, we are completely consumed with this discussion. Me too. I'm there. Because I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing fire exchange going on at my border here in Texas. I'm tired of seeing reports of people being mugged, raped, killed, and finding out that the person that did it was an illegal. That got old a long time ago. But while all this is going on, what's really happening in all of this is the true colors of the enemy are coming out in full technicolor. They're all unmasked. Their true feelings about everything are surfacing. Trump's not making these people talk. But the fact that they are in this panic mode proves that what he is doing is working. Have you not figured that out yet? For all those people that are going,
well, I'm not seeing anybody put into jail. I'm not seeing anything happen.
The fact that they are screaming and shouting so loud, so intensely, so crazy, so insanely in the way that they're doing everything should be clear evidence to you that they are in panic mode. And they're not going to go into panic mode if they don't feel trapped, if they don't feel cornered. But these people are coming out and telling you in advance that the president is about to lie to you when he hasn't even opened his mouth yet. Does that? Who runs to someone and says, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. What are you talking about? I didn't do it. And then somebody comes and quote unquote titles. Only the guilty run to the authority and plead innocence before they've been accused of being guilty. This is classic, and I understand why people don't recognize it, because we haven't had it. I don't think any of us have had it within our lifetimes. Here in the U.S., at least. This is new territory for the generations that are watching. We've had presidents in the past talk about things. But in reality, behind the scenes, they're shaking hands and they're making all kinds of agreements and nothing changes. And as a result of that, you hear pleasantries occasionally from the other side of the aisle. But you have to consciously ask yourself, have you ever seen such strong opposition to any president within your lifetime? We didn't have this much being shouted out against the Reagan administration during the Iran-Contra affair. We didn't have this much screaming going on during the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings. And in neither case are we dealing with those types of issues. In the Bill Clinton case, we're not dealing with a president that's being questioned about him having oral sex in the Oval Office with someone other than his spouse. And then lying about it. In the Reagan / Bush scenario, we're not talking about Americans selling cocaine or giving away cocaine and arms to rebels to overtake their government. The closest we came to that was under Obama, since Reagan. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a huge fan of Reagan's politics overall. The Iran-Contra affair was out of hand. And I remember at the time, in the 80s, observing this and thinking, what a hero these people were. That was because we didn't have the full story. And we know now that it was primarily H.W. Bush, who was running it, not Reagan. And we know that it was happening under that administration while Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. So, H.W. Bush, VP, who went on to become the president, was working with the next president of the other party, Bill Clinton, together doing illegal activity and lying to the American people. That was both parties, folks. Both parties. And we didn't have this kind of coverage, and we didn't have this kind of panic, and we didn't have sitting politicians coming on television and telling you that the president is about to lie. And both of those scenarios were far worse than what we're talking about here. We're talking about trying to put metal slats along the southern border of our own country in order to cut down on crime that affects our citizens. That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about a president wanting to do something illegal in another country. We're not talking about a president wanting to do something unethical within the Oval Office. We're talking about a president who wants to put up security barriers, whatever you want to call them, along our own border to increase the level of security we have within our own nation. And we're being told that that's immoral. For lack of a better phrase, what the hell? And for those of you that are listening and going, well, it's not that simple. It is that simple. If you think it's not, you're a fool. Because that's precisely what they're arguing on television. They are telling you, you don't need security. Despite the fact that it seems like every day we're hearing about another crime being committed somewhere within the United States, and it's being connected with illegals. And you notice the what we're talking about here. Nobody is saying Mexicans. See, they abandoned that a long time ago because it was a lie to begin with. This was never about us not trusting Mexico. Although there are parts of Mexico we can't trust. But you know what? There are parts of the U.S. that they can't trust from us either. But this was never about that. The original agenda was they want to keep Mexicans from the United States. Then it was they want to keep Dreamers from the United States. Then it was they want to keep people from around the world who have needs and are coming from dangerous situations and harmful environments from coming over. People haven't changed. Their narrative has. Because as each one doesn't fit and as each one doesn't do anything, they change their wording, they change their story. They have to come up with a new panic. All the while, they want us to ignore the connecting points of crimes going on within the United States that are directly connected with people who are here illegally. They tell us that it doesn't take a lot of people to create terror when it's convenient to them. But then they turn around and they tell you it's only a handful of people coming over. NBC actually had the nerve to think they were doing something beautiful by so-called fact-checking the number of terrorists that have come across our border. By saying it was only six. Only six. Only six terrorists. Only six terrorists. So it was only six Timothy McVeighs. So only six federal buildings could come down. Huh. Only six. They might as well just come out and say, well, the odds are you won't get hurt. The odds are your neighbor won't get hurt. The odds are it'll be happening somewhere else. So trust us. That's the same kind of crap they were trying to give us a decade ago when they were telling us, you get to keep your own health plan. You get to keep your own doctor. You're going to be saving so much money you won't know what to do with it. It's immoral, folks. That's immoral. Lying to the American people about their own security That's immoral. Telling the American people they're safe when they're not, that's immoral. That is immoral. And all of this is hiding the true nature of what's really trying to be done here. Slowly but surely, we are getting rid of those faces who have had the power and have had the platform over the decades that have been feeding us this crap. They're disappearing. Most of them quietly. There's less obstruction going on in D.C. today than there was a month ago. Believe it or not. Because there were a huge number, an unprecedented number of people who retired in January. And there will be more retiring this year, next year. It's a slow process. And I've heard people I know really getting frustrated over the concepts of this is taking too long. What's taking too long? 2 years is too long? How many decades have we gone with the crap that we've had running our nation? And 2 years is too long? I hear people say that about Q. We're not getting our answers. It's not happening. It's not happening fast enough. How long do we have to wait? We've been told endless times. And you know, the image I get is of the Hebrews in the desert having been rescued from slavery, complaining, completely forgetting that they have been rescued. We are in the Exodus, folks. And I think that's a great analogy because just as the Hebrews were not supposed to worship Moses, they were just supposed to be led by him and trust that he was being led by God. So is it with us here today in the United States with our president. We're not to worship Trump, but we are to trust in his leadership and trust that he is doing what God leads him to do. But we are in an exodus. Not a Brexit or a Blexit or any of that other crap. But we have been rescued from slavery. And no, I don't use that term lightly. We've been rescued from the slavery of untruth and bias from the media. It still exists. It's still there. But we're not listening to it. We're not taking it in. We're not fooled by it anymore. We're fighting back. We've been rescued from certain corrupt levels of our government. The corruption is still there, but it's less effective. We're more aware now than ever before of the corruption within our own government. Well, with the exception of the British colonials. We're more aware now of the corruption than we've ever been. This is an exodus. Now, you can stay out there and you can complain about the fact that you're being delivered. Or you can put faith in the leadership of the one who's been delivering you. And those that he has put in charge to do that delivery. Did Moses do everything correctly? Of course not. Neither does Trump. But I don't see any of y'all getting out there and fixing it. I don't see any of you giving up your paycheck to do your job. So for those that say all of this is taking too long, thank you, but I've had enough. Sayonara. Avita saying, don't let the door hit you. I don't need you. We don't need you. We've had that. We've had that for decades. We've had you. And to quote these folks, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes the right type. It doesn't take a lot of terrorists to destroy communities, to destroy lives, to create terror. But it also doesn't take a lot of patriots to set things right. It just takes the right type of patriot. But if you do have a lot, and if you have a lot of the right type, you're unstoppable. But those people that are giving up, that are giving in, that have gotten frustrated, never understood it in the first place. They were seeking something very different than what we needed. Don't listen to those people. Now, I'm not telling you to blindly follow Trump. I'm not. I'm not telling you to blindly follow Q. Q wouldn't tell you to do that. In fact, Q has specifically said not to. Q has said to do your own research, learn on your own, become your own advocate, trust yourself. That's Q. Q doesn't ask for followers. Q doesn't want followers. Q wants leaders. Q wants free thinkers. They don't just think, but they do. They put it into action. Q's just reminding you that this is how we're designed. Q's also reminding you that this is how our Constitution was designed. Remember, the Constitution was always written as a set of guidelines to limit the government, not to limit the people. The Constitution was designed as a set of boundaries, borders, walls in which the government was supposed to reside, in order to protect the people from the government. For decades, the government has told us that they're here to guide and direct us, to lead us. The government was never put into place by our Constitution to lead us. The government was put into place to assist us as we lead. The people we're in the process of taking that ownership back, and we're generations removed from people who understand the importance of that and how to do it. So we're having to learn it for the first time. We the people, and nobody said it was going to be easy. The easy part would be to lay down and go back to taking it again. And for those of you that want to do that, that's up to you. But I suggest you do it in some other country. There are plenty out there that are willing to lead you and have you follow. But if you're going to sit here in our country, in my country, and tell me that it's not happening fast enough, and yet you're not doing a damn thing to help it, I, for one, don't need you. Bye, Felicia. And on that note, I end my morning rant for Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. Where we go one, we go all. God bless you. Talk to you soon.